fill it up again. Bartender, fill it up again. Bartender, fill it up again. Bartender, fill it up again.
Now I'm just a bartender, and I don't like my work, but I don't mind the money, oh no. I see lots of sad faces and lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going lost. I need a home. Your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, I can watch you fall down on your knee, I can close down this bar, oh, and guess up. Help little George to keep from slipping away. Now the smoke fills the air in this honky-tonk bar, and I'm thinking about where I'd rather be. Oh, but I burned all my bridges, and I sank all my ships. Now I'm stranded at the edge of
Hey, bartender, can a man get a drink around here?
Yeah, yeah.
What's all this damn yelling about?
Please, not again.
Oh, I just want a drink.
Y'all are something else.
And this time I want to stay.
Not until you put this business right. Then you can stay.
We were dead all along. Not just them. All of us. Weren't we?
Ain't no life in the Dreamland Cafe. And no death. Just closing time. Go on, son. Try again. Sooner or later, it's gonna come right. Sooner or later, you're gonna find your way back home for good.
Exhale. be the case.
Went bowling the other night. Started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends. Felt so good, I had to blow again. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, baby, can't we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer.
A classic. Wow. The national anthem of bartender songs. Floyd Dixon, Hey Bartender. Before that, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with the bartender song. Then we heard, what did we hear? Oh, we heard Bartender's Blues. Wow. By George Jones and a bunch of very excited hillbillies in the audience. Let's see here. We heard Bartender Fill It Again. That was a nice one. Otis Blackwell. And Mean Old Bartender Blues, Red Nelson. Did that one, Red Nelson. And let's see here. Hey Bartender, the best thing to come out of Cleveland, the Whiskey Daredevils with Hey Bartender. Red Saunders started it off with Hey Bartender. And there you go. Some bartending tunes there, celebrating, or at least showing exactly the whole pyramid of civilization. This is the third round, the service industry. We have barbers, we just did bartenders, we had pawnbrokers, and now we got a few little odds and ends to fill in here in the last hour and some change. Zombo in your brain. And I got to tell you about some other things that people should do, and that is you should get a doggy or a cat. You really should. They change your life for the better. Pets offer us companionship. Of course they do. They give you somebody to talk to when you're all alone, too. Believe me, they'll listen. They have no idea what's going on, but they just look at you with those attentive eyes, like you're saying, and then the boss did this to me, and then he told me to shut the radio off and stop listening to Zombo, and then the dog's looking like, can I get some ice cream? Can I get some ice cream? I had ice cream like last week. Can I get some ice cream? That's what the dog's telling you? I sure am hungry. Hi. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. They just got those big, attentive, oh, I understand eyes, but underneath that, ice cream. I'm pretty much the same way. Somebody's talking to me. They say, oh, he's listening to me. No, I just want ice cream. By encouraging you to walk and play, of course. Pets make us well. They make us laugh. Oh, man. And the exercise you get picking up doo-doo, you can't believe the amount of exercise you get doing that. Go to, again, you can meet adoptable dogs, cats, rabbits. That's right. Get yourself an animal today. Visit thinkingoutsidethecage.org. That's Animal Friends. But there's all kinds of stuff. It's always good, good thing to do. Good thing. I should tell you a show or two on this here station. Brainwaves. It ain't no Sango. Listen to different songs and different genres that I'm obsessed with and can't stop repeating in my brain. Sounds like this. Okay, you got pop and MB and R&B and Moby and house and dance and Brazilian funk and groovy and Bollywood and Collywood and Mollywood and Zollywood and all kinds of fusions. That's Fridays today at 6 p.m. I don't know who's coming in. It is 4th of July today, 2025. And yeah, crazy 4th of July. You know, not unlike celebrating by the fire. I think fireworks are hilarious to celebrate with. I mean, it was invented in China. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we got to, you know, it's interesting the things. And ice cream was invented in China, too. I don't know if you know that. So was alcohol. So how about them apples? Well, they weren't really apples. I think they used like what, rice or something. Couch dancing, funky deep dance, psychedelic, electronic music. The DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons at 3 to 5 p.m. And then there's a reoccurring show. I don't know where they are, the other one, but they say 5 o'clock on Mondays, but I don't think so. They move the slots around. I got a really good slot for my repeat show. Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine, where we go back 1 year and play a show from a year ago. And that's Mondays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on this here station. So there, I got a few more little tidbits of information out to you. That's right, just hanging out with you, just kind of winding down the last 45 minutes, man. We had a thing. We had a thing today. Celebrating the service industry jobs. I guess you can celebrate them, but just appreciating them. That's a good idea, appreciating them. And then next week is going to be it's gonna be crazy because we're going to delve into spiritual leaders next week. Or at least I use that term loosely. More like a lot of charlatans. You know, and we'll get into the whole thing of religion next week, because next week's show is preachers and priests and folks that do those kind of things. Up the, I tried to, it's interesting because you look at the Egyptian pyramid of civilization where I based the whole show on, and nowhere on there is spiritual leaders, you know. I think they just assume, like, you know, the pharaoh or whoever, that's the god, that's the dude. But I kind of wanted to put them a little lower in the pecking order. I should have put them, I think they're okay there. Whatever. It's going to be, because there's really good songs that I can play next week. So, yeah, and it's a good subject, too. So what's the rest of this series going to be? Let me tell you. So we got next week is going to be priests, preachers, etc. The following week is going to be doctors. Then after doctors, a show about soldiers. Then one about lawyers and police. Then kings and rulers. Then we're going to do at the top. No, we're not going to put DJs at the top. We're going to put folks completely out of the realm of the work pyramid. And yeah. Right at the top, the old school, bums, hobos, and tramps, songs about that. And then on top of that, the intellectual side of the ne'er-do-well, ne'er-do-workins of beatniks and hippies. So that should be really good. So we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, 7, 8 weeks to go, man. And then who knows where we're going to land after that. You know, what grand, epic, time-killing, you know, series are we going to do next? Because I like doing theme shows. It does get me to, it disciplines me to find music and not fall into the same traps of playing a lot of the same stuff over and over again. You know, I like taking you guys on the musical journey. Oh, I know Hey Bartender by Floyd Dixon, but that Otis Blackwell tune, that was pretty snappy. Those kind of things. You know, like I'm saying, I'll play a popular tune, a sucker bait. Just to get people to listen, and then I'll just start playing other things, and then hopefully they'll be along for the ride. Or they won't. You can ride along. I don't care. You riding? We're all riding. Oh, what's happened this weekend? I don't know. You do something. Do something, right? Or don't do nothing. Yeah. You know? Ah! All right. Another service industry job. Accountants. I have one accountant song. That's right. And it's Accountancy Shanty by Monty Python. Here we do this. Then who knows where we'll go, but we will get there when we get there.
It's fun to charter an accountant and sail the wide accountancy to find, explore the funds offshore and skirt the shoals of bankruptcy. It can be manly in insurance. We'll up your premiums semi-annually. It's all tax deductible. We're fairly incorruptible. We're sailing on the wide accountancy.
Oh, this is fun, Mr. Cohen. Fetch me another exotic cheroot. To port! Bring a port to Shelley! And the medium dry Shelley to port!
Get some insurance on me, baby. Make out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right up and die. You know I love you, baby, long as I got breath. But if you leave me, baby, gonna worry me. Get some insurance on me, baby. Make out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right up and die. I'm gonna get myself an accident. I'm unhealthy as can be. Every part, you know, sweetheart, it would be the
Liza was a widow. She lived in Tennessee. She was a red-hot prospect for an insurance company. So they sent out an agent with several of their plans. And Liza saw him coming. She just laughed and clapped her hands and said, Mr. Insurance Man, take out that thing for me. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, do the best you can. I crave some indemnity. If you're the man I think you is, I won't have any fear. You give me plenty of dividends, and it won't take 20 years. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, I know it looks safe and sound, and I'll have the premium ready every time you come around. The other man what used to come, you see, all he had was attraction. But I was a woman to just crave the little action. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, let me take out that thing. Let me look at your policy. Mr. Insurance Man, please take out that thing. Man, please take out that thing from me. Come on, let's get down to business. I'm ready, can't you see? I know I've been without it for so long. You think I'm dumb, perhaps, but I'm the kind of a gal can keep it up and never let it lapse. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, take out that thing from me. Let me see the numbers on that policy, just how much I'm gonna get. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, take out that thing from me.
The amazing Ukulele Ike, a.k.a. Cliff Edwards, doing Mr. Insurance Man. And then we heard, so that was like insurance guys. We heard High Risk Insurance by the Ramones. We got I Got Insurance by Dan Sartain. And Take Out Some Insurance, Alex Harvey. So there you go. All right, so right now just getting into some careers that actually don't even exist anymore. Like, for example, I don't think there's telephone operators anymore, right? They must have something, but I don't know. I just remember you could just dial zero, talk to somebody, and they could like give you a phone number. I mean, there is all kinds of people like that that did that job. You know, I don't know, but I can't imagine that being much anymore. But what do I know? I don't know. So we're gonna do a couple telephone things in front of the Melnick. I got telephone operators and shopkeepers, and then that's gonna do it. So I got a half and an hour to go, and these two are dillies. Pete Shelley, telephone operator.
Yeah. Sweatspot Susan, won't you give me a line?
Yeah, more double entendre than you can shake your phone at. Switchboard Susan, Nick Lowe by request. And we heard Pete Shelley also by request on the Melnick telephone operator. And we're going to get into merchants now. So right now, this is like I'm saying, these are all service jobs, service industry jobs. And yeah, it's just part of, just part of things, you know. What can I tell you? So right now, we're going to get into storekeepers, all right? So we started off today doing barbers, and then we had bartenders and insurance men and shoe clerks and pawnbrokers. So nice little roundup of, and then next week is going to get crazy because we're going up the level of the pyramid, the level of civilization, basically the layers, and the next layer of work, the civilization work, is going to be spiritual leaders. So that should be really nuts. So I'm going to have some fun with preachers and charlatans of that nature next week. And then the following week is going to be, I believe, doctors. Okay. And then soldiers and whatever. Just going up the Egyptian civilization pyramid. Now, and like I said earlier, they did not have anything for spiritual leaders because they just assumed like the pharaohs or whatever were like the, you know, the top of the thing and went over the top of the nod, whatever. All right, Storekeepers. Oh, classic. The Dickies, I Got It at the Store.
her lie. She is convinced that her daddy hates her.
And nail by nail, it'll all come down someday before the fires of hell. You let me in your house. You let me in your house. You let me in your house with the ammo. Set to drop bone, set to stone. Did put that in bone for bone. I'm gone to set fire to your glamour. Well, it's now rock that candy shop. Rock that candy shop. Rock that candy shop. Set it on fire. Run away and watch it burn. I'm gone to set fire to your glamour.
True. let it rock, let it rock now. Rock that candy shop.
Thank you. walks right past you every afternoon at four, and the bell starts ringing every time she hits the door. I love her. I love that gal of mine. It's no imitation how I love that gal. Don't you worry about the money, you can have all the stuff. I love her, I love that gal of mine. It's no imitation how I love that gal.
Yes, that was a Candy Store by Kurt Burr. Before that, we heard Led Zeppelin. That's correct, Fred Zeppelin. With Candy Store Rock from an interesting album called Presence. Kind of like that record. It was kind of real, one of the stranger records. Of course, I'm drawn to that. Andrew Bird and his Bowl of Fire, Candy Shop. Then we heard Mauritius, Have a Go Merchant. Deadbolt, The Store That Can't Be Named. And we started with the Dickies, Got It at the Store. What I'm playing in the background, believe it or not, years ago, I scored reel-to-reel tape. I got a copy of reel-to-reel tapes of shopping music that was actually used in SS Kresge's, in the Kresge's stores. Before they became Kmart, they were Kresge's. And they were the one of the first like department stores. And this is the kind of music that they would play on their reel-to-reel tapes while people shopped. This is before Muzak. So they had this before Muzak. So, an interesting thing is, so we're into the store section. We're winding things down. Just got to tell you, the more I think about it, the more that we're in the end of the golden age of consumerism. I mean, there's so much stuff, and it's everywhere. And that there's the golden age of buying things. So enjoy this golden age as it wanes down. But just enjoy the... We got dollar stores. We got things we can buy just to fulfill that need instantly without spending a lot of money. You know that hunter-gatherer thing? Yeah, that. All right. I got a few minutes to go, and I'm going to play you 24-hour store. I will be back next week in your brain, RCT Pittsburgh. 24-hour store.
Late, late at night. 24-hour. Ghosts fly up the aisles across the shining floor, opening and closing, automatic.
All right, the Handsome Family with 24-Hour Store. WRCT Pittsburgh. I remain in your brain, RCT. Okay, and flip it. Here, and I got you here.